My name is Luis Reyes. I am currently a junior at the Food and Finance High School in New York City. I chose this school as my first choice to focus on my ambition to one day become a chef. As an aspiring chef, I believe that one should have an intimate connection with the food one eats. I was influenced to become a chef by my dad. My dad shared a different bond with the food growing up in Puebla, Mexico than I do growing up in New York City. My dad grew up on a farm, growing and harvesting corn, beans, and squash with his dad. And of course, everything they ate was what they grew themselves.
La cosecha era buena porque el sabor, el olor del de lo que cocinábamos, los elotes principalmente, cuando se hacían al fuego, asados, a la leña, a la brasa.
My dad heavily depended on the harvest. What was produced that year was what he had for the year. Because of this, my dad shared more than a bond with the food, but with the land. So it was more than a relationship with the food, but with the soil?
Sí, la relación es que cuando tú no trabajas uno la tierra es cuando uno no.
Yes, because you work with the soil. And it gave us that energy back through the nutrients we needed as we worked 10 hours a day.
My mom also grew up in Mexico and experienced similar conditions that my dad did. What role did food play for you, knowing what you ate is what you grew?
The food was good. It was healthy. There weren't any chemicals. It was all natural.
How would you describe your connection with food?
You knew everything you cooked was good because you planted it, cared for it, and you harvested. It was all clean. There were no chemicals or contaminants.
Químicos.
Era como un ciclo, ¿no?
Es un ciclo del cultivo.
So el ciclo era como.
So it was like a cycle.
De la caña la cortan, por ejemplo, de noviembre a mayo.
Yes, it was a harvest cycle. We cut the sugar canes from November to May. From there, it sprouts and grows again, and again it repeats. It's taken to the factories to make sugar, alcohol, paper. You get a lot of things from sugar cane.
Salen muchas cosas de la caña de azúcar. Igual el café también se siembra.
Just like coffee, you harvest it when it's ripe and toast it and ground it, and you get fresh coffee from that.
Lo llevan a moler, lo tuestan y de ahí lo muelen y ya sale el café fresco para beber.
My experience growing up in New York City is very different from those of my parents, as the food around is largely manufactured. Being surrounded by and using manufactured foods has in a way lessened the connection I feel with the food. And I am not alone in feeling this. Chef Evan Hansor of Egg Restaurant in Brooklyn shared his thoughts.
I think there needs to be some shift back towards that direction where people are more aware where their food is coming from. They're shaping what they eat more thoughtfully with more understanding of what farmers need from us as consumers and what responsibility we have to eat foods that are beneficial not just for our health but also for the planet, and to understand that the fast food that we eat and the food that we get cheap and that people are drawn to is only cheap and accessible because there are a lot of other costs not actually being reflected in the price of the food that we're buying.
However, there's also a human element to this dilemma. What about the farmers and the restaurant workers?
And a big thing I think that people also forget about too is the human element of things. Understanding that there are a lot of people working to produce this food, and a lot of times the people working to make that food, whether that's growing it or processing it or packaging it or shipping it or working in really poor quality conditions. And we all also have a responsibility to try to make sure the people that are producing our food, whether farm workers or food workers, are being taken care of and treated well and treated humanely and have livable conditions that they can work in and live in through that kind of work, because the food work is very important, really essential to our society, but is not always valued sufficiently, I think.
As an aspiring chef, this is the kind of philosophy I want to follow one day when I open up my own restaurant. I want to grow and cook food that is respectful of the environment, the farmer, the life the animal lived, and to the lands. I think this is another responsibility chefs should uphold at all times, and this is another factor that attracts me to this field. In the meantime, I do my best to follow this by making as many things as I can from scratch when I cook at home. I love the connection I form with the food when I make it, and it's also delicious. I'm Luis Reyes for Saxo Bureiro Scholars. Thanks for listening.